Nolte, American Satisfied with Personal Life Hits All-Time High. By John Nolte on February 6, 2020. A whopping 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal lives, which is an all-time high for this Gallup poll which reaches back 41 years, all the way back to 1979. Also hitting the record high are those who say they are very satisfied with their personal lives. That number hit 65%, the highest since that question was first asked in 2001. Only 25% say they are somewhat satisfied. A look at the internals shows that money just might indeed buy happiness. How else to explain 95% of Americans who live in what Gallup describes as a high-income household that earns $100,000 or more? Responding that they are satisfied, 76% are very satisfied. Another revealing fact is that self-identified Republicans top the list of those very satisfied at 80%, 93.3% say they are satisfied. Compare that to self-identified Democrats, who came in second to last with only 86% saying they are satisfied, and only 56% saying they are very satisfied. Married Americans came in third, with 93% satisfied and 74% very satisfied. Men are more satisfied than women, 92-87%. Men are also more very satisfied than women, 67-63%. This survey, of course, tracks with all the other surveys we are seeing with respect to a blossoming optimism in America, an optimism that is hitting record levels in other areas. Confidence in the U.S. economy just hit a 20-year high. Optimism on personal finances just exploded to a record high of 59%, while pessimism dropped to a record low of 20%. Those satisfied with the way things are going in the country just hit a 15-year high. Consumer confidence is soaring close to the 17-year high recorded in November. The right track/wrong track numbers, after more than a decade, are finally moving in the right direction. You want to know why this is happening? At the risk of sounding like a broken record. Peace and prosperity. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. For the first time since September 11, 2001, America is enjoying a true era of peace and prosperity. And the credit for that goes to President Trump, whose domestic policies removed Barack Obama's boot off the throat of the recovery, and whose foreign policy has increased stability, not only around the world, but at our own southern border, which had been a sore spot of chaos and lawlessness for years. After 8 years of George W. Bush's wars and Barack Obama's unceasing threats of tax increases and racial agitation, everyday citizens and the companies that employ us are enjoying a true sense of stability, which is key to satisfaction and happiness. Low energy prices, lower taxes, more job opportunity, the first substantive rise in wages in over a decade, and no body bags coming home, is as good as it gets. On top of that, Trump's tariff gambit worked. He renegotiated NAFTA and forced the cheaters in China to the table. Trade deficits are decreasing, and the optimism this offers farmers and manufacturers, anyone who counts on exports, is incalculable. Finally, after decades of presidents who did not have the courage to take the economic risk with tariffs, one came along who did. From a purely political point of view, the timing could not be better for Trump. With his re-election just 9 months away, everything is coming together at the exact right time. The early track he laid down with his policies are all paying off just as the 2020 campaign heats up. This is reflected not just in the president's job approval numbers, but in the desperation of his vile opponents in the Democrat Party, corporate media, and failed never-Trumpers like the despicable Mitt Romney. Like every presidential re-election, Trump's fate will come down to only two questions. 1. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And 2. Do you want to change horses with everything going so well? As of today, those are very easy questions to answer. The fake news media have literally spent billions of dollars to other Trump, to turn him into a mistake that must be corrected, into a virus infecting the system. They have failed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.